Hello there, friends of music, here's Martin, and welcome back to my channel, The World of Art. I'm a musician, composer, and fan of different music from around the world, and Ardo is definitely one of my favorite artists, and I know I'm not the only one. There are millions of people there think the same, and it's so amazing to see how she developed, and she does so many things, has her own J-pop group, and but not at all. And a new song dropped for about a week for the anime Cat's Eye, the theme song Cat's Eye. I don't know this anime, but it looks really, it has a kind of old school touch. Let's take a listen. Sounds also old school.
'80s。Funky。甘い。メロディー。風に乗れば今夜。秘密。めいた。扉がどこかで開くよ。 Passion time. 終わりを告げる every night. 青いドレスの sexy girl. 口づけしては幻。古いピアノ風に乗れば夜明け。愛を映す。ミラーがどこかで割れる。
Nice. Yeah. It's her voice is fitting so much for these like city pop 80s like songs, and she has done this before. I think last time also. Here completely with this jazzy, with this the saxophone, you know, and this funkiness, the guitar, the bass. You know, from the designs it looks modern, but also it has an old school touch to it. This is cool. It's a cool vibe. Ardo's voice and English is always when he hear her English also is so good now. And when she goes in this deep, it's like it's my favorite tone. I talk about this a lot. A lot of singers, they have a high soprano and everything good, but having this mid-low range is for me special because it's so, it touched me more. And Ardo is one of the artists that immediately that got my attention because of her lower voice and her range also. There's also, she can sing all these things. Like, as a musician, as a producer, I personally hear, yeah, you could use her for rock, for even metal, but also pop and funkiness and jazz, everything. Like, because you hear this nuance and the style of her, and we know the craziness. Here, of course, more chill, you can say, but when you think about other songs or covers, like, even with her vocal jumps, with rapping and, like, screams, and then low and jump all over the place. So, Ado is an amazing vocalist who really trained her voice. Of course, with Ado, you can tell she has a natural, deeper voice, which makes it easier for her to reach these lower notes, but like this high note and this the vocal techniques she uses, this is all practice. It's all practice, and probably she also had in the time had some vocal coaches, like especially when she does screams and stuff. When you do it wrong, you really damage your vocal cords. Like, she wouldn't do this if, you know, when sometimes people are like, didn't that hurt? Like, look at metal screamers. Of course, it's always a risk, you know, when you do it a lot, but when you do it in a wide way, then it is okay. And she does it phenomenal. She has also, this is the thing, the voice you recognize. And, yeah. Can't wait what else Ado will do. Each song, if it's original, if it's a cover, it's a surprise. And, she brings her own into it. That's what I love. You know, when it's cover and stuff, she always brings the mood the song needs. That's also what I always love, that she brings the anger, she brings the sadness, she brings the fun or the craziness. So that's why she's amazing. That's for now. So goodbye.